AP Radio News. I'm Diane Keplay. Years after beginning consideration of the Keystone XL pipeline, President Obama has announced he's decided to reject that project. The announcement comes as the president plans to travel to Paris this month for talks on a global climate agreement. Spokesman Josh Earnest says that agreement was a factor in the decision.
To build a pipeline project that would incentivize the extraction of some of the dirtiest oil on the planet and facilitate its efficient transport to the United States would undermine that case.
This is also a political issue. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton announced in September she's opposed to the project, but while Secretary of State, she said she was inclined to support it. Fellow Democrat Martin O'Malley, who's also running for the nomination, says he always opposed it.
I think it's important because I think leadership isn't about following polls. I think leadership's about being clear about your principles. Well,
he made his comments in a candidate forum on MSNBC. GOP presidential candidate Ben Carson is brushing off criticism of his comments made in his book and in interviews that he was offered a scholarship to West Point. He says questions about his comments are unfair and are politically motivated.
There's got to be a scandal. There's got to be some nurse he's having an affair with. There's got to be something. They are getting desperate.
In an interview on Fox News, though, Carson also admitted he could have been more clear in the way he told the story. Russian passenger flights to Egypt have been halted. The action comes days after a passenger jet crashed in the Sinai. There's growing speculation that a bomb may have been set off on board that plane. Two police officers in Louisiana are being charged in the shooting death of a 6-year-old autistic boy and the wounding of his father. Part of the evidence being used in the case are videos from body cameras that a state police spokesman calls the most disturbing thing he's seen. The boy was shot and killed and his father wounded when officers opened fire on their vehicle Tuesday night in central Louisiana. This is AP Radio News. Prosecutors wrapped up their case Friday in the New York trial of an alleged mobster.
We always called each other good fellas. Like you'd say to somebody, you're gonna like this guy, he's all right. He's a good fella, he's one of us.
That was actor Ray Liotta in a scene from Goodfellas, which is what officials say Vincent Asaro is. In closing arguments, prosecutors said the 80-year-old Asaro was born into that life and fully embraced it, adding, he was a rare breed in the mafia, a third-generation wise guy. Asaro is accused of everything from loan sharking to the Lufthansa heist to murder. He pleaded not guilty. The defense is supposed to give its closing argument Monday. Julie Walker, New York.
Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is showing some support for Greg Hardy. Photos of Hardy's bruised ex-girlfriend from a domestic violence case were released by Deadspin. Jones says the team hadn't seen the photos before they signed Hardy to a $13 million contract in March, but he says the Cowboys were and are aware of the serious nature of the incident. I'm Diane Keplay, AP Radio News.